time to get some tips there at Wagga today, Town Plate Day. Brad Davidson on his way down. How are you, Davo?
Yeah, morning, guys. Just at the airport, ready to jump on board and head down. Looking, yeah, can't wait for it, guys. Can't wait to see you guys at the William Farrow tonight, but looking forward to a big race day before that.
Yeah, wet in Sydney, but a forecast looks pretty good down there, I think, according to the Riverina local here, Laurie Daly. Is good weather, Loz?
It'll be perfect weather. It'll be 24 degrees today, 24 degrees tomorrow.
Oh, yes. All right, what do you got for us there today, Davo?
Yeah, look, guys, I heard Adam on the way in, driving in. I know he's a bit open-minded in the Wagga Town Plate, but I'm with Marway, guys. I just think the weight's the key here. I think he'll find the front. I think he can cross Jailbreak. And from there, with 54 kilos on his back, he carried the 60 the other day. He's just a real up-and-coming sprinter. And I just think he finds the front, and he runs him to the ground there in the Wagga Town Plate today. I think the other play, guys, race 4, Smuggler's Bay. Now, as soon as the markets went up, this horse was just back straight away. They just wanted to back this horse, sevens into about $2.70. The format of the trial has been outstanding. And with a couple of scratchings there, it does look pretty hard to beat there in race 4 on the card. I thought there was a little roughy out wide there if you're looking for one at big odds. Best not say. A little quiet trial for the Gary Colvin yard out the back. Didn't do a great deal. If there's any support for it on race day, I think it can run a cheeky race. Because in that trial, it was up against horses that had won four races, five races, and it was the one, the maiden out in the back, just doing no work whatsoever. So race 4, Smuggler's Bay, and little speck out wide on Best Not Say, but Marway the main one for me today, guys.
Mate, have a good day. We'll see you there tonight.
Yeah, look forward to it, guys. And don't forget, if you want a full race-by-race preview, I'll have that up for day 1 and day 2. I'll have the first one up in about half an hour on the bigsportsbreakfast.com.au website.